toll-free line from anywhere. That's 1-877-464-2500. Bible Jeopardy right now. And here's your clue from the category people. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. What did Jesus tell the man who had the legion of demons once he was healed? What did Jesus say to the man who had the legion of demons once he was healed? Did Jesus tell him to go home to his family? Did Jesus tell him to move to a new town? Did Jesus tell him to come with him? Or did Jesus tell him to keep quiet? What did Jesus tell the man who had the legion of demons once he was healed? Go home to your family, move to a new town, come with me, or keep quiet? You'll find that answer in Mark 5, 19. Chapter 5, verse 19 of Mark. Go ahead, look at it, and then give me a call. Hey, we're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, and we'll be right back with more music right here in the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade,
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Possible. Yeah, that's so good to see my classmate, Diane. She pulled up on me on yesterday in that little fine ride. She had a hug. I looked at that and it made me think. And then I said one thing and then I said another. And then I just got down on my gas and got out the way. They kind of made me wish a little bit there on yesterday. They made me wish a little bit. Let me tell you something. It's wonderful when you can see couples enjoying
one another. Amen.
And they enjoying life.
Amen.
And despite what comes may or what may not come, they just happy.
Yeah.
I got a little happy, Diane. Kind of messed with me a little bit. God bless. I know we're in a COVID situation. And it's serious, y'all.
Yeah.
I asked the musicians to give us limited songs. I really don't want no one getting infected in the church. We've been pretty successful. I'd like for us to stay successful. For certain, we had a classmate and his son, I think, just come out the hospital just days ago. He hadn't taken his vaccination. He said, as soon as I can, Michael, I'm going to get there. He had a rough time. But we're grateful to God that God looked beyond his faults and brought him from the sick bed of affliction. Delivered him. Now he's a testifying saint who has a testimony. Not only him, but I got some testifying saints in here right now. Someone here has a testimony. You say how good God has been and what God has done that no one else could do. When they got to the end of the road and they thought it was all over, God just created another path. Maybe it was just a dust trail, but God made a way. When there seemed to be no way. We got a little light word for you here on today. We got a little light word. We're going to go in depth. A little light word. I call it light word. Book of Psalms, 61st number, the 61st division. Psalms doesn't have chapters, it has divisions and numbers. So please never get up and say 61st chapter of Psalm. I'm gonna go under the altar. We'll start at that first verse. I don't know where we are in, but we'll start at the first verse. I've been tinkering with this, not like I should, but hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. For the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert wing of thy wings. For thou, O God, has heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. That's enough. A little light text. Let's talk for a little bit. When you hit rock bottom.
All right.
Yes, sir.
A
little light text. When you hit rock now, let me take a survey. Because I want to talk to folk who know about hitting rock bottom.
Yeah.
I ain't talking to the folk who never had a venture to rock bottom. No fooling now. We walk in church like we don't know anything about rock bottom living. We walk in church like our lives are just flawless. There's no E's and L's in our lives. But this morning, I want to talk to some folk who hit rock bottom. When you have been down so far, and it looks like there's no help for you. When you've been down so far, others have entrapped you to help you stay down. They pass by and look down on you. And it don't look like there's no help inside. And you're wondering, you're asking God, how long?
Yeah.
How long do I have to wait? We put a point there. I think some time ago we had in our Bible class, we talked about waiting on the Lord. I don't even know why I'm going here, but I'm going to teach this thing again because I think somebody may get the full gist of what I tried to teach them. Waiting on the Lord. How do you become blessed by waiting on the Lord? Well, let me try to teach you here. Well, when you're waiting on the Lord, you become a waiter or a waitress. So while Pleasant Green is waiting on the Lord, We are serving the Lord. As you wait on the Lord, to bring about the deliverance that Pleasant Green been waiting on.
Yeah.
Do I have some helping hands?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
In other words, as you wait on the Lord, you become a waiter or a waitress. Now, mind you now, there's not much pay in waiter. A waitress. The pay isn't all that great. But when God comes back and writes the check for the tip, it's greater than what your bank account can actually hold. And then you say, oh, taste and see that the Lord. So Pleasant Green, while we are waiting on the Lord, we got to become waiters and waitresses. In other words, we got to continue to serve the Lord until we are given the deliverance. So if we don't do this, we will fail. And we will not receive the blessings that God has for us. So, while we are here in the little church by the railroad track, we are going to be waiters and waitresses until God brings the deliverance. But let me talk to some rock, some folk who didn't hit rock bottom in your life.
Yeah.
Maybe you ain't never been there. Take a stroll back down your memory lane. If the truth be told, you haven't hit rock bottom one time. You've hit rock bottom a number of times. And the same God that delivered you the first time is the same God that comes and delivers you the next time. And the next time. And the next time. And the next time. And the reason he is delivering you time after time, now you are his child or his children, and you have part of his DNA.
Yeah.
So God will not allow you to be just wiped off the map because you have his DNA. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Well, what about rock bottom living ground? It's rough.
Mm-hmm.
We look good on the outside.
Mm-hmm. All right, man.
All right, all right.
But we broke down and tore up on the inside. Do I have something up in the house?
Yeah.
And anybody other than me can wave their hand and tell them, I can have some experience with some rock bottom living. I look good on the outside. Oh, if you would ever get down on them. You will see that I've been broken up, been crushed. Rock bottom living. Rock bottom living really isn't bad. Because I've come to discover, boy, when you hit rock bottom, first of all, you land on the rock.
Jesus is
a like that for
you land on the
like
on the rock.
Yeah,